Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am your host, and I have an exciting topic today. I want to ask you a question. I want to start by asking you a question. How many of you know people that struggle with becoming a success in life? I mean, think about it. Have you ever wondered why some people never succeed in life? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's just someone that you know. Well, I am here today to give you some tips and some strategies to help. Now, you might want to go get a pen and write this down so that you can remember it later. You know, there's something about remembering things for later that we really want to, you know, try to remember what it is that we've learned. We go to seminars, we go to teleseminars, even here on Blog Talk Radio. We hear wonderful sessions, but then later we find that we're not able to practice what we've learned. And mostly this is because we don't remember what it is. So I just want you to run and grab your pen, grab your pencil, so you can write these 10 things down. Because what I'm going to do for you tonight, I'm going to go over the top 10 reasons that people fail at life. Top 10 reasons people fail at life. So again, I just want to welcome each and every one of you here to the show today. You are listening to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are on Wednesday mornings right here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to do a morning show for individuals. We want to energize you. We want to motivate you. We want to empower you as you begin your work day. Regardless of whether you work at home, you may have your own home business. You may have your own business, but you don't work at home. Your business could be in an office complex, or you could work out of your car. Or you might be on your job that you work for some company or some organization. Everybody needs a little motivation. Well, we want you to be a success. We want you to be a success in your life, and that also includes your career. So we are going to do some other career-type coaching with individuals. And I tell you, this topic is so important to me to help individuals to become a success in life. And this particular session, the top 10 reasons that people fail at life, I have done this session now for at least 4 or 5 times. And actually, I will be doing it today later on for another group. I've done this already for 3 groups, and I have another group today. That'll be my 4th group, and now I'm doing it here on Blog Talk Radio. So this is actually my 5th group doing this. It's been very popular. People certainly have gotten a lot out of it. And I tell you, for me personally, I have been on both sides of the success spectrum. You know, people want to succeed in life. Some people don't know they want to succeed. Some people are afraid of success. I did a show once, a TV show actually. I have a TV show as well. And I did, on one of my TV shows, I did the reasons that some people fear how to overcome the fear of success. And again, I am a life coach. I'm also a professional coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author. You can go to my websites, lalisajwilliams.com. And you can learn about the various training topics that I do facilitate. The training topics are basically on professional development, leadership development, various management strategies, supervisory strategies, human resources. That's one of my specialties. But I just love imparting information to people. I really want to help people to become a success in life. And like I said, I've been on both sides of the success spectrum. At one point in my life, get this, and I really, really thought this. At one point in my life, I thought that failure was my only option. I no longer feel like that. But there was a time when I felt that failure was my only lot in life. Is there anybody out there that can attest to that? You know, maybe for yourself or maybe for someone that you know. They just keep failing one more time after one more time. Well, I'm feeling their pain, and I've been there, and that is why I want to share what I've learned over my life about failure and about success. So when I give you these 10 points, what I want you to do is to write them down and begin to try to do the opposite. It's very simple. You want to be a success, just try to do the opposite. Now, you're welcome to go to my website if you'd like to get a copy of my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And, you know, a lot of times people fail in life because they have skewed perceptions of who they really are. A lot of times people think that they are a failure, and therefore they act like a failure. And guess what happens? When you think like a failure, you begin to speak like a failure, you begin to act like a failure, and you end up failing. So in the book, we teach you how to do the opposite. We teach you how to think like a success, speak like a success, act like a success, and your destiny will be successful. It has worked for countless of people, and no doubt it will work for you. Now let's talk about these top 10 reasons that people fail in life. And like I said, for me, I have failed at some of everything. I have failed at standing up for myself. As a kid, I was abused. I was getting beat up at school. I was getting chased home. I was, you know, considered this little scaredy cat. And so I had failed at that. Then I was failing at my schoolwork. Couldn't concentrate. I was constantly getting poor grades, D's and F's. You know, prior to the D's and F's, I was getting those N's, which was for non-satisfactory. You know, when you're in the kindergarten, they don't give you letter grades, at least not back then. This was in the late 50s and the early 60s. You got an N for non-satisfactory, or you got an F, or they would give you an E for effort. And I remember that, you know, I had a lot of N's, and my mother, she tried to correct me. My father was there trying to help out, but it really didn't work much. So I was failing at school till I eventually dropped out of school. Then I failed at dating. My very first so-called boyfriend, that was a failure. I was 16, and I said something to him, and he thought I said something else, and there we were, broke up. And my best friend, who we were all in the same house together, just kind of hanging out, you know, she kind of capitalized on that. The next thing I know, she came to school the next day, saying that, you know, he was her boyfriend, and we got into a big fight. I got suspended. My mom was so unhappy because I drew my sister into it, and she got cut with a razor blade. It was a big mess. I mean, this was in the 9th grade. My sister was in the 7th. So my mom wasn't very happy with me after that because my sister was bright, and she was doing well in school, and I was somewhat corrupting her. So I had failed at that. I had failed at being a big sister, failed at being, you know, the perfect daughter. Just a lot of failures. And that dating thing, I failed in that over and over and over and over too many times I don't even want to mention. Then I tried to go into the military, failed at that. I went in, and yes, I did a lot of right things while I was in there, but while I was in there, I made a lot of mistakes, and I ended up not finishing the way I should have. And so another failure to tag on to my list of failed things that I failed at. So just failing at life. And now you can see why I say, I just really thought it would be my lot. However, some things changed along the way. And then I began to do the opposite of these 10 things. I discovered something. I discovered what was making me a failure. And I discovered what was causing me to fail at life. So again, I just want to welcome you to the show. Glad you could stop by. We'll be here every Wednesday morning, bringing to you topics that are informative, that are motivational, that will energize you, that will empower you, so that you too can become a success in life and reach your destiny, live your dreams. Now, I'm going to be going in descending order. Number 10, the top 10th reason that people fail in life. They simply ignore the small things. They just simply ignore the small things. Like when you're in school, the small thing, one small thing is to just show up for class. It's not about what you have on when you get there. It's not about who's looking at you, how cute your hair is. Just go to class. You know, I'm a teacher. I'm a college professor today, and there are a lot of students that their grade will get bumped up a notch just because they showed up to every single class. Because that right there shows to me that this person has an ability that a lot of students don't have, because the average student just won't show up to every class. They'll have some excuse why they couldn't make it. So that's what we mean by the small things. Another small thing, just using school, because I'm a college professor. I've also worked and achieved 3 college degrees, an associate's degree, a bachelor's, and an MBA. Now I'm working on a PhD and almost finished. So I think I have some knowledge about a college education. Another thing people do, and I failed miserably at high school and grade school, trust me, but later on I went back to make it up. But another thing I see students do is they just fail to do the assignment, and they fail to turn it in on time. Now, again, the small things. So don't ignore the small things. That is a sign that the person is definitely going to fail. So don't not do the small thing. Try to do the small thing if you can at all costs. Another thing that, now, let's go with the number 10 thing. The number 10 thing is that people fail to finish what they start. They fail to finish what they start. This is, again, is pretty big, because if you keep starting things and not finishing it, you are guaranteed to end up a failure, because you won't have success in that area. And the only way to really get success is to complete the things that you start. In other words, you will fail at school if you don't graduate. If you start out and you don't finish, you may go for a training program. You may go for some kind of vocational training that's a 6-month program, 9-month program, even 18 months. Yet, if you don't stick with it, that will be a failure. Some people fail at various projects that they're working on simply because they don't finish the project. Now, there could be a myriad of reasons why people don't finish. You have to assess that as well to see, what is it? Did you lack funds? Did you lack support? Did you lack the know-how? Did you lack the networking? What was lacking to cause the failure? But nonetheless, when you don't finish things, you will fail at that. And once you build up that mindset of not completing something, that can become routine, and then it becomes a habit, and it actually becomes a bad habit. And what happens is it will transfer itself into other areas of your life. So you want to get in the habit of completing things you start. Now, one of the ways that I found to do that is by taking the project and breaking it down into smaller pieces. Because sometimes when we look at a project in its entirety, it's so large, it's overwhelming. And what happens is we jump right in and we start working on the project, and then halfway through, or a quarter of the way through, or a third of the way through, it becomes overwhelming and we become blind as to how to move forward. We become stuck or stagnant. And when we end up having to drop the project because it's really just too big for us. So if we start with, every time we have a project, now little projects you don't really have to do this with, but when you have a big project, before you just jump into the project, just take some time, a day, a week, or however long it takes you, take the time. It'll be worth it on the back end. If you're on the front end, you take the time and you break it into segments. Like, that's what I did when I went back, when I decided to go back to get my degree. You know, even an associate degree, that was big for me. That seemed like a long time, you know, 5 semesters, 6 semesters, 3 or 4 classes per semester. So what I did was I took the whole piece and I divided it up. Before I ever went to school, I got the curriculum for the degree, which they give to you when you sign up. But some people, they don't read that. They just throw it to the side and they just begin to sign up for classes. But then along the way, you know, they lose their momentum. But what you do is I took the whole thing and I just divided it up. I'll take these classes on this semester, these classes in that semester. I'll take a break that semester. I'll take these. And I could see in front of me the big picture. Therefore, it didn't seem that bad. So I was able to complete an associate degree, did the same thing. I used the same format, because once you have a format and or a model, you can just keep using it as long as it's working for you. So I took that same model and I applied it to my bachelor's degree. So I was able to complete my bachelor's degree. Now, the master's degree, the MBA, at the time that I went, it was 60 credits. That's a lot. That's like over 2 years. And so that seemed like a lot of credits to me. And I had already gone for the bachelor's, had already gotten the associate. And I was like, okay, this is a lot. But what, again, I used the same process. I took the whole thing and I broke it into small chunks. And so I'm telling you, it really will help you get over the top 9th reason that people fail, which is failing to complete what they start. Because a lot of times it's because people are overwhelmed. Now, number eight, the top 8th reason that a lot of people fail at life. Certainly was a reason that I was failing in a lot of the things that I did, is poor attitudes. You know, some people, let's face it, just a poor attitude. Attitude that is very negative, an attitude that's very pessimistic, an attitude that lacks energy, an attitude that doesn't have a foresight or a spirit of expecting great things, you know, an attitude of gloom and doom. You know, right now, look at most people's attitudes about the economy. You know, you can check people's attitudes sometimes just by listening to them speak about even the weather. I know it's really hot here in New Jersey for the past couple of days, and you know, some people's attitudes on the weather, oh, this is horrible, oh, it's so hot, and you know, just several months ago, they were complaining about how cold it was. And so, you know, people's attitudes are sometimes just all over the place. Or on the job, let's say if the company comes up with a new project or a new process, you know, people's attitudes are not supportive. They don't support their managers. They don't support the company. And this is why you know that's poor. Listen, you're working for the company. They're giving you a paycheck. You're earning a paycheck to be there. Now, it's best to have a good attitude about the company. Now, fortunately for some and unfortunately for others, this present recession has taught people how important an attitude can be, because a lot of people lost their jobs, and so you don't even have the paycheck to come home to each week or every 2 weeks. So it really is important to have a good attitude, and I learned this lesson the most. I think the most impact that I got from attitudes outside of my upbringing, my grandmother did help with some of that, because she lives with us and till the day she died. She died at age 86. But she always tells us to be grateful and for everything. And, you know, a lot of times we would complain about things my mother didn't give to us or wouldn't allow us to do, or things we didn't have. And my grandmother would remind us that we were being ungrateful. And what I got out of that was that, you know, you got to have a good attitude about things. Even when, you know, there were sometimes at Christmas time, it was 7 of us, and there would be like 1 toy and we all had to share it. But my grandmother taught us how to be thankful, and we didn't always have the big fancy Christmas dinners. So I learned it there, number one. So I thank God for her. But the second place I learned this was when I went into the military. So even though I didn't complete the military the way I should have, and I sort of failed at a lot of things while I was there, one of the major impacts the military made on me was about having a good attitude. As a matter of fact, from day one in boot camp, when we showed up, they took us by bus from the airport, about 80 of us, and on a bus to the base in Florida, Orlando, Florida. I'll never forget that day, January the 2nd, 1980. I can see it as if it was yesterday, and that's already, what, 29 years ago? It was 21 years ago. It was amazing. No, 29. It was an amazing time period. But let me tell you, we showed up on this base, and the first thing they let us know, there will be no attitudes here. You know, what they would do is they would always say, if you didn't have a good attitude, they would say, you got an attitude problem. You know, hit the deck and give me 5 or 10 or 15, however many push-ups they, you know, wanted you to do. And if you ever displayed a poor attitude, like if you weren't excited and happy about what was happening, they would call you on it in a heartbeat. I mean, they didn't waste any time. And so this was instilled in me for the 2 months of boot camp. Every single day you would get written up. You would all kinds of crazy things they would make you do if you displayed a poor attitude. Now, in the military, they also taught us why, because when you're out there fighting, you're out there protecting your country, you're working hand-in-hand with your fellow military person, you can't afford to have a bad attitude, because you're saving my life, I'm saving your life, and we're protecting all the lives of everybody in this country and around the world, wherever we have our people stationed, because as the military is out there protecting us, we have liberties like going online and talking when we want to, or going to Disney World with our children in the summer, or just going to a movie on Friday night with our friends or alone. We have these liberties because the military is out there, so they just taught us about having a good attitude. But a lot of people fail in life because of the poor attitude. And so I began to use my good attitude, and it has gotten me so many things. It has gotten me jobs that I never thought I would get. One time I got a job working as a recruiter for Continental Airlines. Did that for 3 years. Boy, I was living the life, flying all over because I had a great attitude, and my bosses, they loved that. Employers love employees with great attitudes. And even if they don't recognize you, their boss will recognize you, and you can still get the promotion. And even if they don't recognize you, God recognizes you, and he'll make them give you the promotion. That's what I love about it. So you got to have a good attitude. Again, I just want to welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show today. I'm talking today about the top 10 reasons people fail at life. So I've already given you 3 of the top 10. Now let's move on to number 7. This is another one. The top 7th reason that people fail at life is that they lack proper preparation. They lack proper preparation. They won't prepare in times of lean when there's, like right now, a lot of people are losing their jobs or fearful or whatever. This is a great time to go back to school, learn a new trade, learn a new process, do something new, take up a new sport, take up something new, start your own business, start small. I try to teach people to start a second business even when you are working. Do something that you're really good at, something that you can do well, that you could offer that service to other people. Now, no doubt you may not become IBM or you may not become some big company. However, there is a set of customers that will sustain you at least enough to have an income so that should anything happen to your company, you still have an income coming in where you can still take care of yourself. Okay, so it's talking about basically learning how to fish versus just being fed. Because when you go to work every day, you're just being fed a fish. But when you start your own business, no matter how small, whether it's Avon or Mary Kay or you have a typing service or you have a photography service, whatever you do, do something that you can go out and you can be responsible for getting the income, because that's what your company is doing. Your company just had an idea, a dream, some capital, some land. you're the labor and your other coworkers, and they did was they went out and they go out every day and they find out who wants their product or service. And then they tailor it to that person. Well, you could do the same thing. Take a business course. I teach business 101. So I teach students this every day. And you can go to your local college. You can go online and you can learn how to start a business. Do something small on the side. Don't just put, but you got to be prepared. A lot of people wait to the last minute to get prepared. And my mother taught me something when I was a little girl, and all throughout my life I heard her say it, is that it's better to be safe than sorry. So a lot of people, they wait until the last minute. Now they want to go to school when they don't have a job and they don't have an income, and then their mind is telling them, you can't afford to go to school now. You need to be out there working. But had they been working and just taken a class here or there, by now they would have the degree, and that would open the doors, many doors. And you can't say which door will open, because a lot of companies will hire you simply because you have a degree. Doesn't matter if you're in that field or not. Case in point, the job I have right now as a training coordinator with my company that gives me the leisure to be here doing the show on a Wednesday morning, and I'm going to also go and do a training session, then I'm going to go do some other things. I got that job by way of volunteering and then them hiring me to do something that I don't have a degree in. And I said to the woman, well, I don't have a degree in this. And she said, it's okay, you don't need a degree in this. She said, you have a degree, correct? I said, yes. Oh, okay. So I thought it was just me, and I know the favor of God is wonderful, so I thought it was just me. But after working there 4 years, I meet another woman who says to me, oh, I want to go back to, you know, get my degree, and I notice you have your degree in this, this, or that. And she says, I said, oh, well, your degree is in social work. She says, no, it's not. My degree is in accounting. So I'm not the only person that has a job at that company without a degree in that field. So just because some people think that, well, I'm not going to get a degree in that because I'm not going to be able to find a job in that, but that's like a trick of the enemy. That's like a fallacy. Just get the degree. I had my first good job here in New Jersey was under a man who was the director of purchasing. Now, this man had a degree in horticulture. At the time, I didn't even know what horticulture was, but he was able to share with me that's the people basically landscaping to the nth degree. But here's an individual that was running a purchasing department, had already worked at Johnson & Johnson, doing something big there. And this man had a degree in making grass green and pretty. So you see, it's not about always the degree area. It's the fact that you have that degree. So anyway, that's a whole other show, and we'll talk about that later. But the top seventh reason that people fail is that they lack proper preparation. Now let's look at number six. The top six reason that a lot of people fail in life is that they simply envy what other people have. Now, this can really cause you to fail at life. Why? Because to envy what this is what it means. To envy what, and definitely welcome to the show. Glad to have you. Glad you were able to tune in. This is your coach, Lalisa Williams, talking about the top 10 reasons people fail at life. So we're on number six. The top, and I'm going in descending order. The top six reason that people fail in life is that they envy what others have. And one of the reasons this happens is because in order for me to envy what you have, that means I have to focus on you. Now, if I'm focusing on you, I can't focus on me and do those other five things that we've already talked about, like tending to the small things and starting what I'm finishing and developing my attitude and changing my attitude from poor attitude to a great attitude and taking time to prepare myself by going to classes, going to seminars, going to workshops, reading books, talking to people, networking with people that are going somewhere, doing something, joining associations, going to those associations' events, joining organizations. See, because I'm envying others, I can't do that. And not only that, when we envy what other people have, that right there is going to give me a poor attitude. That is a poor attitude. To envy what somebody else has, that already destroys my great attitude. And without the great attitude, I won't have the energy to join associations, prepare myself, work on the small things. So this is very, very, very serious. We should not be envying what other people have. I don't want to envy your education. I don't want to envy your body. I don't want to envy your beauty. I don't want to envy your relationships. I'm LaLisa J. Williams. That's who I am, and I need to be me. So therefore, I don't have to envy you. If you see, that is such a big problem. That's like a whole nother workshop, conference, teleseminar. That's a movie. That's a conference. That's the book. That's everything. Because too many people are spending time envying what others have. And then what happens is they make the fatal mistake of trying to go after what those people have. And you can never be what somebody else is. You can only be yourself. You can only be what you are. And the minute you get this one, your whole life will change. I already know this because between my students, between people in ministry that I work with, and the people I work with around the country, I already know that so many people are trapped or in bondage or in a prison of envying what others have. Now, there's nothing wrong with having a role model. There's nothing wrong with having a mentor. But role models and mentors bring out the best of you. That's in you. Role models and mentors don't try to fashion you and convince you to want what other people have. Envy destroys. Having someone as a mentor or a role model, that builds up. Because, again, if I'm going to coach you, I want to coach you to find out who you really are. What are your gifts and talents? And you use them. That's why I wrote the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It's all about who are you. And when you look at who are you, you start with what is it that you can give to the world? Not what is somebody else giving and let me see if I can do that. No, no, no. You have something unique. See, that's how we find our own uniqueness. And I don't have to pay someone to create uniqueness for me. I'm unique because I need to find out what can I give. What am I giving, okay? So we have to definitely, if we want to be a success at life, we cannot envy what others have. And what happens is we see some people and they think they're successful, but their success is not sustainable. And on top of that, they're certainly not happy. They're not being fulfilled, okay? Great. Again, welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the top 10 reasons people fail at life, and we're on number 5. And you can definitely go back to the archives and listen. I think this is going to be a very, very motivating teaching for some. It's going to really help some people. It's going to free some people up so that they can really be a success. Now, here's number 5, right there in the middle. They're all take and no give. All take and no give. And what we mean by that, this is what leads people to failing. See, in order to really be successful, we have to become givers. And so we give. Like you might give things, you might give your time, you might give information, you might give of your various resources. Information is a resource, like the major resources, information, your own time, ideas, knowledge, money, you give money, okay? But we have to be givers. People who are failing are people who are always looking for somebody to give them. And when you really becoming a success, it is about what you can give. One of the reasons I believe that I succeeded in school was I gave of my time. I didn't feel that, you know, I had to spend time doing certain things. I gave of my time. I still volunteer. I still do workshops for free. As a matter of fact, I have a free workshop today that is happening in Jersey City, New Jersey. If you want to come, you're welcome to come. It's free and open to the public. It's going to happen from 1 to 3, it's 1 to 3 p.m., it's free and open to the public. We're going to be in Jersey City, New Jersey at 777 Bergen Bergen Street, Bergen Avenue, in Jersey City, New Jersey, right off at Kennedy Boulevard. You can get there. It's easy. It's going to be at My Sister's Keeper. I'm going to be doing a workshop helping people with their public speaking and their presentation. So we give. You can come. You can bring others. We have another seminar that we're doing on relationships on May 19th, City of Newark at the Newark Public Library. It's on a Tuesday night. It's free and open to the public. So we got to be givers. That's number five. Number four, this is in the top 10 reasons that people fail at life. The top fourth reason is that they refuse to learn from others' mistakes. And what this is those people who think they know it all. And I know I used to live on that street. When I thought I knew everything, didn't want to learn from others' mistakes, that was just foolishness for me. But today, I learn from others' mistakes, and I pray that others are learning from the mistakes I made. That's why I've written the books. That's why I do the seminars. That's why I'm on the Blog Talk Radio, have a blog, all these things, so that others can. I pray, that is my sincere prayer, that other people will learn from the mistakes of Lalisa. That's why I'm transparent. That's why I share. If you have youth that you see them going down the wrong road, don't be too afraid to introduce your child to a person like me. It doesn't have to be me, for anyone, because that is foolishness to see your child going down the wrong road and you try to sweep it under the rug or hide it when you can have that child speak to someone who's been there, done that, and moved on and can show them how they can do the same. So, number fourth is that they refuse to learn from the mistakes of others. Stop doing that. Top number three reason that people fail in life. Now, you may agree with these. You may disagree. It's okay. We all have our opinions. But I've seen this happen over and over. I was a failure for many, many years. I work with people every day that are failing. And I've studied them, and this is the things, the top 10 things I see them do. I know there are thousands of reasons people fail in life. These are my top 10. You may have another top 10. But these top 10, if you do these people, you will become a success. Number three, they lack wisdom, and they refuse to find it. See, it's one thing to lack wisdom, to know you lack it, and to begin to go seek it. Because we ought to seek wisdom, just like we seek other things. We're seeking happiness. We're seeking money. We're seeking all these things. But we don't seek wisdom. I love what Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. I had him at a seminar that I put together here called the Wealth Strategy Symposium. We did the seminar 2 years in a row. We did the seminar in 2007 and 2008. And we had him as our keynote speaker. I put the seminar together. I flew him in from Atlanta, Georgia, where he is, to New Jersey. Essex County College supported me in that, and they paid for his fee, and they allowed us to use one of their rooms at the college. But I brought him in, and he said that there's 9 forms of wealth, and he said money is just one of them, and it's not even the number one form. And he said that the number one form of wealth is knowledge. Same thing as wisdom. He said the reason is that the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And so I'm saying that the people lack wisdom. They won't go and get knowledge. They refuse to find it. And if anyone tries to tell them things and show them things and help them get wisdom, they reject it. Those are the individuals that you will find failing in life. So if you have children that are failing, family members that are failing, a spouse that is failing, a good friend that's failing, more than likely they lack wisdom and they won't go and get it. So if you can help them with this, and if it's you, go find wisdom. A great place to find a lot of wisdom is in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is full of wisdom. You may not agree with the Bible. You may not even believe it. But guess what? The principles work. It doesn't matter what your religion perspective is, whether you have one or you don't have one. What's important is that they are life-changing universal principles that will work. It is God's law. It is his way for people to have success. And some people, they don't want it. Like I said, they lack wisdom and they refuse to find it. I just told you where it is. Go read it. Just spend a week, a day, however long. Some people read fast. Just take time. Read it. The book of Proverbs, full of wisdom. Full of wisdom. Number two, the top two reasons that people fail in life. And I know we're almost down to number one. I'm glad you hung in there. You listened to the show. Please rate the show. You can rate this session. You can email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com, or you can sign in to your page and leave me a comment. I welcome your comments. I welcome your thoughts on this. Please rate the show. Please rate this session, what you thought about this segment on the top 10 reasons that people fail at life. I'm telling you, been there, done that, and moved on. Number two, people spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes. People spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes. It's too much time doing that. 20 years, you're still doing things the way they were doing it. And, you know, you've heard people say, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now. And I love to say, if you want something that you never had before, you got to do something you never did before. Stop spending too much time repeating the same old mistakes. You know that didn't work 20 years ago. It didn't work 10 years ago. It hasn't worked 5 years. Stop doing that. Don't keep doing that. If you know that every time you get on a job, you run your mouth, and then people begin to know your business and start putting it out there, and next thing you know, you can't get the promotion, don't do that again. The next time you get a job, don't tell nobody about your business. Do your work. Work hard and get that promotion, okay? That's just one example. There's thousands of examples we could get, but we don't have time for that in this hour show, okay? All right, that's number two. Now, let me just recap for you so that you know which ones we went over. We went over the top 10 reasons people fail at life. The 10th reason was they ignore the small things. Number 9, fail to complete what they start. Number 8, poor attitudes. Number 7, lack proper preparation. Number 6, envy what others have. Number 5, they're all take and no give. Number 4, they refuse to learn from others' mistakes. Number 3, they lack wisdom and refuse to find it. And number 2, they spend too much time repeating the same old mistakes over and over and over again. Are you ready for number 1? Are you ready for the top number 1 reason that people fail at life? This is it. They simply flat out Just flat out refuse to plan. That's it, y'all. Number one. The number one reason that people fail at life, they refuse to plan. In other words, they just go through life just taking it as it comes, just haphazard. They're not sure where they're going, don't know how they're going to get there, don't know about the plan for their life, wouldn't be able to plan their way out of a paper bag. And I'm saying that's a lot of the reasons people fail. And what I'm suggesting to you, if you take these top 10 things and you turn them around, just simply turn them around in even the smallest way, you will begin to see that your life is successful. I dare you, D-double dare you, to take 5 minutes and write out a plan for your life. I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to start this kind of business. I'm going to start this business by the year 2012. I'm going to save this amount of money by the year 2011. I'm going to build my credit by this time period. I'm going to do this to build my credit. I'm going to stop seeing so-and-so-and-so because I know he or she is part of me making the same old mistake over and over and over again. He doesn't want me. She doesn't want me. And they're not going anywhere in life. I'm going to make a plan to end that relationship. I can't do it overnight, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a plan to go back to school. No, I don't have all the money right now to go back, but I'm going to make a plan on how I'm going to get the money. I don't have all the wisdom to go back, but but I'm going to find the wisdom. See, for some people, the wisdom to go back to school means to find a way to get into a company that has tuition reimbursement, or to find a way to go to a college that is offering a gradship where you can work, go to school, and get paid. My sister did this. That's how she got her Master's of Public Administration, her MPA. She went to a college that offered a gradship, and so they paid for her graduate degree. She didn't have to pay. They paid. She had to work 20 hours at the college, you know, in the financial aid department. You work somewhere in the college, which is great because you're learning a skill right there. You're networking. So she had to work 20 hours in the college somewhere. And what she did was, because she found wisdom, she went and worked for the city government 20 hours a week. She did an internship that was paid for the city. And from there, she networked. Today, she is an assisting deputy director for HUD. So she makes six figures. And she started out her journey. She was on welfare. While she was on welfare, she decided to go to college. And from there, she got her bachelor's degree. And when she got ready for her graduate degree, she was working. But she did the gradship program. I know another woman who got her doctorates that way, right here at Seton Hall University. She did a doctor. She did her to get her doctor's degree. She worked as a counselor at the school, at the college, and so they pay for her doctorates. She worked for them 20 hours, and then she still had her own private practice. So, you see, you got to find the wisdom, and you got to go where wisdom is. You can't just go to people who know things, but they won't share. That's why I love the Bible, because it's all right there. It's nothing hidden from you. And so you have to find people that are willing to share, and I'm one of those persons. I'm willing to share. You can contact me, and I will help you. I will share with you. Those are just two examples that I could give you of people truly making a success of their lives. As a matter of fact, the woman who was on welfare, who went and got her gradship, just purchased a 5-bedroom home in a wonderful area of Maryland near the Washington, D.C. area, because, like I said, she works for HUD. What a success story this person's life is. And you can become a success. Success is not just about money, just like wealth isn't just about money. You know, we want to be wealthy in all the areas, in our health, in our relationships. What's the sense of being a success but you don't have your health? What's the sense of having a lot of money but you're unfulfilled? It just doesn't make sense. And that's what this is about. And I'm certainly on the other track now, on the other spectrum of failure. I'm now successful in my businesses. If I wasn't a success, I wouldn't be able to do this show for you, go do the things that I'm doing. I'm traveling to Cincinnati, Ohio, August the 1st, to do my relationship workshop there. I've partnered with the doctor that I was able to coach. Here's a woman who, when I met her, when she hired me to be her coach, here was a woman who had failed her test to get her MD, her doctorate's degree, her medical doctorate, and she had already gone through her coursework. And so someone told her about me, and she called me up. I was doing a session at Procter & Gamble. I was doing a seminar for them for their Black Employee Day, and this was in 2006. And so I met her, and they contacted me to be her coach because she had failed at this and she was about to lose it. So I met with her before I had left Cincinnati, and she did hire me, and I began to coach her. I gave her my book, which I use as a coaching tool. I gave her the book to read through the book, and then we set up coaching sessions for once a week, just for a half hour. But I gave her more time than that, but I began to coach her. And so today she has her doctorate, so now she's Dr. Sheila Sistrunk. And, you know, I just did what, you know, my calling is to coach people beyond their points of being stuck, and you want to be a success. But this is part of my success story, to be a coach, to get paid, to have a client who is able to reach her dream. This was her dream. She has spent her whole life wanting to be a doctor. And Now she's about to go into residency and so that she can practice, and I'm still working with her. We still keep in touch, but she's a person that I'm partnering with. We're going to talk about some women's health issues during that day in Cincinnati. Like I said, it's August the 1st. That is the weekend of the famous Cincinnati Cool Jazz Festival. I think they call it the Macy's Jazz Festival now. And when I grew up, it was a big event. I no longer live in Cincinnati. Hello, Pastor Rebecca. Welcome to the show. We're almost finished. God bless. God bless. I mean, I wasn't looking at the screen, so I didn't see that you had signed in. But, oh, I certainly welcome you, and things are going well. Please call in. We still have, I believe, a few more minutes to the show. I just love to hear your voice. I know maybe you can't call in now that you're at work. You might be like, you're like I was for a time. But, yes, I'm so glad that you could come and stop by. And what else is going on? I know you're doing some great things, and I was just going on. I went over the top 10 reasons that, yeah, I figured you were at work. Wonderful, wonderful. And, yes, you can call in. Yeah, I did gather that, and we'll be finishing up the show. But I'm just excited about what God is doing. And so the show will be over, and we were talking about the top 10 reasons people fail at life. And this is a presentation that I created. I've done it already 4 times, and now I'm on my way to Kentuck, actually, and to do it again there. I'll be doing it for a group of about 50 men, and then I have a seminar later to do over in Jersey City. I'm going to, wonderful, wonderful. Well, this is a show about inspiration, motivation, and we want to energize people. We said Wednesday mornings we're going to be doing a show. And definitely if you can listen to the archives, I think it'll motivate you. Definitely, Rebecca, you should have no problem with that. But I'm on my way to Jersey City. I've gone to Jersey City several times, but this will be my second time doing a workshop over there. I'll be doing a workshop there on facilitators' best practices. And I do this workshop for individuals that are, let's just say you're a teacher, and not a traditional kind of teacher, because they teach you a lot of this when you go to school to get your degree in education. But some of us, we come by things a different way. You may have to run groups and sessions, and you may have a classroom. You may run groups at your ministry, could be on your job, and you need to know what I'm going to be talking about in this 2-hour session. It's called Facilitators Best Practices. It's like a train-to-trainer. I'm going to be doing it in Jersey City at 77777 Bergen Street from 1 to 3 today. Then I'll be going back to work. But this is part of my success, you know, having a job that is so flexible, being able to be at home this morning to do the show, off to do a workshop, then to Jersey City, then back to work to do a workshop later on customer service. So you just have to keep plugging away. And see, we never know. You know, Pastor Rebecca, you know my story. I started my Kentuck job as a volunteer. You know of some of my story and things that I've done. And this is what we do. But God does have a plan for our lives. And if you do, if you just stay faithful to what it is, and again, remember, do the small thing. Don't envy what other people have. Don't, you know, don't make the same mistakes over and over. Prepare yourself. Even when you can't see where you're headed, well, you almost have to see something. So what we do is we call that a vision, right? Pastor Rebecca, you know what I'm talking about. We call that a vision. You have to see something, okay? That's foolish to just work in the blind. Like even with Abraham, when God showed him something, he said, look up to the sky and you see all those stars. When he told Abraham to kind of move out and what he was going to give him, he gave him something to look at. That's why we also learn over in Habakkuk where it says, write the vision and make it plain. So, you know, a lot of times people think, well, you can't see it. Yeah, you can. But what you're seeing is something that typically no one else can see. Because what you're seeing is you're seeing something that isn't there. But you're seeing it as if it is there, because that's what you're going to work toward. So you see yourself, like for me, before I started my business, Performance Strategies Unlimited, where I'm the CEO, where I'm doing all this outside training, because that's what my company does leadership and professional training. Before that, I saw that when I was a file clerk making $4 an hour at Valcor Engineering over here in Springfield, New Jersey. At that point, I only had a GED. I had no associate degree. I had no bachelor's, no MBA, nothing, just my GED, which I passed by 1 point. I passed the GED by 1 point. I flunked out of high school. But I'm sitting there as a secretary, well, a file clerk. I wasn't even a secretary. I was a file clerk. All day long, for 8 hours a day, I filed paper. I had a gazillion paper cuts. And I had to answer the phone. That was it. But I'm sitting there, but I visualized, visualize, same thing. I visualized a door with a gold plaque on it that said, LaLisa J. Williams, Vice President. Because at that point, I really couldn't see beyond Vice President. But Vice President was far above. Vice President was far above a file clerk. But the thing is, who knew? See, God always exceeds our expectations. So I saw Vice President. He just removed the V and just left it President. Okay? So that's why we can visualize. So I have my own company. And the door is right here in my office. It's a beautiful office. I wish I had one of the little camera things I could show you. It's here in my home. Even though I had stepped out for a minute and rented an office space, and I rented that space for 2 years, and that was wonderful. But I thought about it. I could put that money. So sometimes we got to be wise, and I could put that money into some other things. But we just thank you for tuning into the show, and we're going to be going off the air soon, and we thank you for, like I said, please rate the show, give us a comment. And, you know, that will help, and that will support. And, you know, we love to support other people, so I have a lot of support, and I really thank God for it. And I want to be able to support you. If you're doing something, please email me, and I will send it out. I will put it on MySpace. I will, you know, definitely send me a link to your website so I can put your link on my website. And I believe that there's strength in numbers. And, again, we can't unify as long as we're envying one another. Remember that was, I believe that was the top five is when we envy what other people have, we're not going to be able to unify. And without unity, we lack strength because there's strength in numbers. And, you know, we said, divided we stand, united we stand, rather divided we will fall. So this has been the Coach LaLisa Show. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you back next Wednesday morning, where we will be talking about how people can begin to set up their vision and how they can begin to put the pieces together for the vision. Because some people really need just a step-by-step plan on how to do that. And we'll be working with people on that. And so certainly if you also, you know, have some tips that you would like to give people, please call into the show or email us so we can share that with others. Now, we hope that you have a great and positive day. But remember, you can't have a positive day if you're negative. So you got to be positive. You got to put yourself in the right frame of mind. And you got to remember that peace and positivity and all those things, the only way they're going to get where you are is you got to bring it with you. So you have a great day. And this has been Coach LaLisa, and we will see you back next Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio. God bless.